possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
An abject failure from Cam. That is Doug Whaley, the former Steelers front office man, Kevin Colbert's right-hand man for many years, and now a longtime contributor to The Fan and The Fan Morning Show, saying that Cam screwed up royally. Cam is represented by a group called Element Sports Group. I think he should fire Element Sports Group as his agent based on how people have talked about his decision last year from all walks of football life. Other agents, team personnel, former players, fans, obviously, Steelers media calling out the poor job that was done there. Mark Cabali was on a little while ago with the Midday Show. And Mark is trying to calm everybody down. He is trying to be the guy that tells people to cool your jets and pump your brakes. Don't get mad at Cam.
Do we even need to pump brakes anymore? Don't we have things that you don't necessitate actual physical brake pumping in cars? I think we do.
Well, we also don't have records anymore, and we still say don't be a broken record on things.
Or call it Jack a record scratch moment.
Intern Jack has never played a record in his entire life. Okay. He's not even old enough to remember the last time the Steelers won the Super Bowl.
I know. That's depressing.
Is that right, Jack? How old were you when the Steelers won their last Super Bowl?
He was as old as Ace is right now.
Yep.
Goo goo gaga. Still pooping in diapers, probably. Jeez Louise. So Cabali's got to be the guy. All Cabali's doing, I'll let you finish as to how he's going about this. Mark is simply doing what the salmon do every year in Alaska, swimming upstream. Swimming against the current. The current is starting to really, I think, go in a direction one way against Cam. You just laid that out. Joel Corey, I cited him yesterday, former agent, going after the deal that Cam struck for himself, which absolutely, doesn't it feel like to you, is agent-on-agent critique there? I am saying this, and I am really saying
it's
your agent.
It's a call from inside the head house.
It's that for sure, but it's also your agent did a crappy job, Cam, is like the subtext there. So Cabali saying, no, everybody calm down, just is very on brand for
Mark.
And
I thought Whaley made a good point. It's why would you, after putting your signature on it, say, well, let's come back and do this next year? Well, try to negotiate that into that contract. You are currently at the negotiating table. So
that's your chance to get what you want, man.
Exactly.
And you have to know if you're not getting a guaranteed deal, because that's the NFL, you might not get back to the negotiating table if something happens to you.
Cabali is really stressing that cooler heads are going to prevail here. And he sees no way that Hayward would follow through with his threat to miss games. Now, Mark is not basing that on anything Hayward has told him. He's more using the Cabali Steelers common sense that he has.
The vibometer?
Well, just Cabali's wisdom.
Oh.
As a guy that has covered the Steelers for a long time and knows the way of the Steelers.
Cabali's intuition.
And also knows Cam Hayward. Cabali's intuition, correct.
Mm-hmm.
So, which I do respect and put some stock in. The way it was presented to me this morning, though, is that the idea that Cam is throwing this idea out there that he would miss the Jets game, let's say, and he knows deep down he would never do that, and the Steelers know it's complete bunk. The information I got today says something very different than that. And this is something that agents are aware of now, and a lot of people who have high-level positions inside the Players Association are aware of this, too.
Hard to figure who those people are since they've gone through some upheaval.
They see an opening here with the way teams like the Steelers have structured contracts. So, from what I've heard, take this with a grain of salt. I got the Brandon Ayuk thing wrong. What I've heard is that there's really no recourse for the Steelers to get the roster bonus back. He was on the team in March. They were fine with him being on the team in March. There's like no strings attached to that. You're still a member of the team. At this point, you've done nothing wrong. Here's your money for being on the team. People that are aware of that contract don't think there's any way the Steelers could go get that money.
So the only money, if he sat out, to be clear, I'm taking this one step down the road for you. His base salary is like 1.4.
1.3 million.
Okay, like so basically vet minimum base salary.
His spread out over 18 weeks.
Which is 100, not even. It's 90, 70, 80,000.
It's about $75,000 a
week. Chump change compared to the money he has already been paid that you just heard he have no recourse to go after.
Now,
so why wouldn't he sit out games for a relative
pittance? Now, there could be some fines that are a part of that too. There probably would be. You know, they could say they could fine him for conduct detrimental to the team. They could do stuff like that. But the big hit to his wallet, in air quotes, you know, guys don't want to miss game checks. Well, in this case, it's a lot of money for us, but it's not a lot of money for NFL players, especially a guy that's made over $100 million in his career and has been very smart with his money. And the blueprint for this is what happened last year with Hassan Reddick. This has happened recently. He got all of his money in a roster bonus. He was making chump change into the season, so he said, screw it.
I'll sit.
Yeah.
It's essentially not worth my pay. It's better for me to just sit than to...
So,
I risk my body.
Wishful thinking is, well, it won't come to that. Cam will step up and sacrifice. The Steelers will compromise. They'll find a way to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
But based on the way the Steelers, like, if it were $14.5 million, what he makes total, and that was what he was going to get week to week.
If the roster bonus was 1.3 and the base salary was 14, different conversation.
Yes, then of course he's never going to miss game checks. But this is like the teams have tried to do it more this way for salary cap reasons, for salary cap relief, and or to accommodate a player and just like, yeah, we don't want to guarantee money for, you know, we don't want to actually say this is guaranteed money that we're just giving you when you sign. So we'll make it very, very easy to get these big lump sum payments. You just have to be like...
You have to like exist.
Yes.
Exactly. Essentially.
So this is like the new fangled new age way that agents and the Players Association has found, like, we can actually maybe get things back if we take advantage of this when guys are making peanuts in the regular season who are much better players than that. So, and I don't think it would come to this, but he could do what everyone said Le'Veon Bell was going to do. Show up like 2/3 of the way through the season.
So it tolls.
Play those games and then it counts for the full year.
Right.
I mean, that is the extreme outcome.
Mm-hmm.
But based on how little money he's making in season,
it's not a ton of.
Two separate people told me that this is not out of the question.
Did they term it likely?
No, they didn't term it likely because they still ultimately think the Steelers are going to give in on this.
So that I talked to one person today whose opinion was on the situation updated, was that a lot of this on the Steelers' end is that they are playing legitimate hardball and they're like to some extent. And that they
Schefter
might,
talked about
that
the
they
hard
might,
ball.
That they might actually feel sincere in that, but that much of this effort publicly on the team's part to not budge at least yet is to make sure that everyone involved on Cam's side has to sweat a little bit before giving him ultimately what he wants, so as to discourage other players. We've had lots of callers bring this up, so I'm going to give the callers props here. They're sniffing around the same direction, the same places that some of the people you and I talk to are. They don't want to encourage or embolden anybody else who isn't Cam Hayward, i.e. a guy who's playing his best ball in his 30s.
Well, they've already emboldened that, though, with Boswell.
Well,
it's already emboldened one extra player.
I asked this person about Boswell, and maybe I could bring up what they said later, but they think that eventually Cam gets the little pot sweetener that he wants here, $5 or $6 million, and that the team just does not want to roll over and show its belly. This, what are we, 20, how many days? 26 days from the regular season starting? Something like that?
They don't want it to look easy. They don't want it to look like it's a tough negotiation.
And just to be clear here, I think the subtext of that is, we, the team, know that the player is going to have himself ready. He's a veteran. He really does not need much in the way of reps because he's been around for so long. It's almost a win-win to get our younger guys' looks here. And this serves our aim of don't make it look like we got stuck up at gunpoint.
I feel like right now, you know, for as much as the court of public opinion, we'll have an early Judge Donnie today at 2:35 on this.
Oh my goodness. Well, in the court of public opinion, they already ruled against Cam Hayward.
Well, right. That, like, it's very, very, very anti-Cam right now.
Yep.
But if it gets resolved in the next couple of weeks, I think for the most part, all is forgiven. If this does go into the season, like, let's say he misses the Jets game and says, yeah, you know, withhold $75,000 from me.
Who knows?
And you know, I get fined another $25,000. So it's $100,000. I've made over $100 million. I'm fine with that. I'm good. To make my point and to force you to give me more money, if he does that, and, like,
especially if they lose and they look bad.
But, I mean, either outcome's bad for him.
Yeah.
If they lose, it's this guy.
You turned into a mercenary. You put yourself over the team. Team lost. We didn't need you.
Right. You've made so much money. You're really haggling over this in year whatever it is, 16? Come on, man. I thought it was about winning Super Bowls. And to your point, if they win, then it's like, well, screw this guy even more.
If they win say Harmon looked great and Y.A. Black looked great and all that, people would be like, forget Cam. We don't need him.
I think that's the breaking point for people. You know, look at the Aaron Rodgers discourse. For months it was, we don't want him if he doesn't want to be here. And Hayward was part of that. And then he gets here and now, like, people have, for the most part, changed their opinion on him. We heard people bitch up a storm about how you can't let the Browns dictate what you give TJ Watt. Don't give him $41 million. Things have calmed down there. I do think this has the chance to mellow out and cool down. But if he's serious about missing games because it's not going to take that much money out of his pocket, holy crap, he's really going to F things up with fans.
Here's something else from the player's perspective.
And I wouldn't be able to blame fans for that, by the way, if it does go into the season.
If it goes into the season and you know it's a calculated thing because he knows he can get the money, they can't come after the money that he already, you know, got the majority of his pay this year, I wouldn't blame fans for being put out about that. It also feels like, to whatever extent the Players Association could be involved in this, they feel like, all right, the owners are going to see this, and if he actually does miss games, they're going to get mad about these roster bonuses and want to stop doing deals that way. But if the players get that kind of, not concession, if they get the owners that mad, then that's something that they have as a negotiating chip. Oh, you want to take away doing roster bonuses like that? Well, you have to give us something in return that our players...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One. He is a crafty veteran, and he's done this before where he's almost threw it out there that, hey, maybe I'll go somewhere else next year if they don't want me. Hey, I might not play next year. He has no interest in that whatsoever of not playing this season or missing the first couple of games. It's just all a ploy, and to be able to move this negotiations along quicker. It's, who knows when it will be. Just like TJ's contract, it's going to get done. You don't come this far in this offseason where you think you have a chance to win and blow it or potentially ruin it over a couple million bucks with maybe the most well-respected player in your organization over the past 20 years.
I think that's now highly questionable for fans. The most respected, based on how the tables have turned on Cam Hayward, given his request for more money. Kabali didn't leave any room for interpretation there, an out. He said, it's going to get done. And that's the second time I've heard that clip since he was live on with Joe and Pomp earlier. Mark has been very agnostic on this for the most part. But that's the first time I've really heard him say something like, come on, Steelers, step up. You've brought Aaron Rodgers in for this last dance type season with him. It's his swan song, his one and only shot to win. And you're going to let a few million dollars to make Cam Hayward feel better about himself. You're going to like uphold some principle and potentially blow this up. Over that, for Kabali, who I think is very objective, that's honestly one of the most anti-Steelers things I've ever heard him say. Because that's making it sound like they're not Cam Hayward's agent fumbled the bag. That's making it sound like they're dropping the ball. Why are you letting this drag on? Why are you irritating your Walter Payton award-winning, like pillar of the community, still all-pro guy? Just do it and keep it moving.
It is strange to hear him take that posture. I don't have like some great explanation for it. Unless he also just is like saying it almost flippantly, like he genuinely thinks this is going to get done. We know he does. It's much ado about nothing. He clearly seems to think on some level it still is that and is just throwing this out there. But yeah, I usually don't anticipate Kaboom throwing takes out of that nature.
And also, if it's obvious to Mark, because, you know, my I disagree with Mark. I don't think it's just, you know, lip service by Hayward that he would miss games. If Mark's saying it's just a ploy, and Mark is smart enough as a man that gets his car stuck at Latrobe for 2 hours
And does very little to help push it out.
And will deny that he falls asleep during Mike Tomlin press conferences. Yep. If he can observe that in Hayward, then obviously
the Steelers are
Omar
observing
Khan,
it.
Mike Tomlin, and Art Rooney can do the same thing. They weren't all born yesterday. So that's not an effective ploy whatsoever.
Correct.
Mark saying he's doing it to kind of like accelerate the negotiating process. No, he's not. If the guys know it's complete BS.
If they know you're holding 2-7 in poker without looking at your cards and there's nothing on the board to make a full house for you, they're not just going to fold.
If everybody knows I love it here and I say, sorry guys, I actually do mean this. I love it here. I'm not going to leave. You know, or I love it here. Or, this is a horrible analogy. I've already butchered this.
No. Well, why don't you like really triple down on it and go all the way here for entertainment purposes?
If I threatened to leave, but everybody here knew that I loved it here and didn't have the actual gumption to do it, that wouldn't help me in negotiations. You actually have to be ready to pull the trigger and leave or not play in order to get somewhere.
Correct.
Hayward has to be willing to say, I guess I'll retire then, or I will hold out into the season. And if you don't think I'm being serious, go ahead and try to call my bluff.
And we'll see what happens. Then there is, though, the Steelers' end of this, that they all along, again, this is kind of the suggestion I was told today, somebody else's opinion on the situation, outside looking in, for the most part, that they ultimately want to do this or will intend to do this, but just are keeping up appearances.
They want to make them sweat.
They just don't want it. They don't want it to look like they caved very
quickly.
They're
weak when it comes to these types
for
of
example,
things with players.
Like I could see it maybe taking until a couple days before the season, maybe the week of practice leading up to the, you know, the game against the Jets. And then, yeah, hey, the Steelers, by the way, shoveled some money around here and gave Cam what they wanted. And then everyone sings
Donnie,
kumbaya.
Donnie, what Malzi is saying is, this is going to go down a lot like TJ Watt, where we all kind of hypothesized, ooh, this looks bad right now, but the Steelers will cave. They will cave for the one helmet guy. They'll give in for the one helmet guy. Art will do that for TJ, and Chris is saying he'll do it for Cam. Do you agree with that?
I do think it's tough to look at the Steelers and how these situations go historically and not think that will happen. I mean, It's pretty rare.
Are you in Barnabas again where that fan's going in there because it's 100 degrees?
How can you hear that? How loud are your headphones turned up?
I can hear
it. Well, I mean, he jacks it up the whole way.
I can hear the oscillation taking place. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I even have it on a low level.
It's amazing to me that you haven't blown out both eardrums, Pony. Anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, given the Steelers' history, they do tend to give in on these situations.
Are you? Would you be cool with them giving in this situation?
I said the other day that I think Hayward does deserve a raise, so I guess I would be going.
Man, but you don't sound convinced right now.
You sound like a guy teetering.
You just sound more like a guy who is pretty frustrated by Cam's approach to all
I said yesterday that the seesaw is going back in that opposite direction.
Oh, that seesaw. By the way, the chat sounding off, not so much on this topic, but Johnny the Barber wants to know, is Pony wearing a schmedium or has he gotten that jacked? Does the fan have a PED policy? Mike, I didn't know Baby Gap had a pit section and Pony found it.
I'm wearing the only pit shirt I own because...
of the shirt?
No, because apparently if you tweet out something nice about Pitt in Cleveland, you get a box of Pitt gear. And We've been at
the
flagship. I'm not going to say his name. I don't want to give him a free pop.
What size gear do you think it was?
Triple X.
Okay.
We've been here. Maybe they didn't know who else. Well, they got big offensive linemen, so people wear 3X over there. I mean, they've got some, you know, the kid Bear up front is a very good tackle.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he is a Cleveland kid, by the way. But anyways, I digress. I wore Pitt football to try to get on the radar. Like, give me some more Pitt stuff. Why is it that somebody in Cleveland is getting free Pitt stuff? Mm-hmm. Where's our Pitt swag?
Are you also wearing a hat that says Well Hung Vineyards to get more wine? That hat has been catching a lot of people's attention to start the show.
Yeah. My grandmother got me this hat.
No way. Absolutely not. Isn't she like 90?
She is 91. She's actually dealing with walking pneumonia right now, so if she's listening, I hope she's doing well.
She thinks she's got bets in today?
No, because basketball. Well, she likes the WNBA. She's got.
Does she actually
she's
bet
got
on it? Does she know how to use like a betting app?
No, but she's never met a slot machine she doesn't like.
I think that's anybody over the age of 75.
I hate to stereotype, 75 and up women, but they go crazy over slot machines the way I do when Paige Sporanek puts out like a new video. It's insane, man.
Well, I think like
they
even
just
people
love
who make
slots.
Even people who make movies that have any involvement in a casino cast the movie like that. It's always the old lady who comes up after the character leaves or something who pulls the slot lever one time and quarters shoot out.
So my mom is in her 60s now. In another 10 years, is she just going to like something is going to flip in her and she's going to start loving slots?
Probably. I mean, your mom will have to be told you can smoke cigarettes, but not the stuff you like to smoke.
Well, she's in New York, which I think allows for her to do those things there.
She could just be rolling doobies.
I think.
My grandma, who passed over 10 years ago, up until the last couple of years of her life, she didn't move around as well. She didn't move around as well, but my one uncle would take her if we would go to Atlantic City or something, or down to the ocean. He'd take her up to Atlantic City. She was in a wheelchair at that point for the most part. Uh-huh. She'd be there for 11 or 12 hours at a stretch. They're pumping oxygen into those places, so you feel good. You can't see the windows. You don't know how much time is passing unless
you're
checking it.
They like bingo, too.
Oh, she'd pull
the
old slot levers for hours.
The septuagenarians and octogenarians also go hog wild for bingo.
What I don't get about the slot machine is it's such a passive activity. You're not using your brain. You're just sit there, pull lever. Like, occasionally you spice it up and make it a triple value bet.
You want my morbid take on that?
Sure. Yes, Pony. Come on, it's me.
I think that people at that age are like, you know what? I can't take this money with me, so I might as well try to, like, get a jackpot, a huge score, and if I end up giving it to the casino, so be it. It's better than just sitting around in, like, a savings account somewhere.
Yeah, I can respect that. And if you win some, and you got grandkids or sons and daughters.
How about you had some grannies, Donnie. Were they into slots? Were they into the casinos?
Big time.
Yeah, I think. Is it a stereotype?
It's just like an easy retirement activity, no?
Yeah,
like,
it's just, it takes no physical ability.
They get in one of those like little buses that takes them down there. They cut them a deal. They give them like a food voucher, too. They're in, it's like a, field trip in school. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Our big one was
an
when we got to go to the
field trip.
When we got to go to the strip district in sixth grade, man, it was off the chain. Going and getting candy, but yeah, you're right. It's like it's a field trip for the retirees. My parents are much more spry. They're in their early 70s. And
congratulations on all.
They
their
get around and they like to travel and they go to national parks. But like occasionally, my mom will tell me that my dad likes to go down to one of the casinos and the one that has a dog track or whatever. He likes to go down to the track a little bit and throw in a few wagers.
Good
he likes
him.
To watch the races.
Good for
I
him.
I mean, so do I.
Sure.
When I had my my bachelor party, my dad, we were out in Wheeling doing that deal. My dad was at the races just loving life.
I'll tell you, Stella went nuts for the Washington County Fair yesterday.
She looked like she was loving it. She got the little cowgirl boots. She had her outfit.
There was a brick of fries.
You said this off the air, a brick of fries.
Yes, it was like a rectangular thing. It was like a compact rectangle of fries that you could get with like bacon and sour cream and stuff like that poured over if you wanted it, nacho cheese.
So it was just very crispy on the outside like a rectangle, but then inside
people
it was soft.
People were mostly eating it with forks. They had all the games there. The basketball hoops, the one where you're trying to throw like a ball into a bowl for crap. I mean, they get you every which way, those carnies. But the they do. Yeah. But it was actually to me, my highlight from being there. So, Scott Blasey performed from the Clark solo.
Yeah.
And I just have such respect. The dude just gets up there. There's probably like 20 people milling about.
Incredibly nice guy, by the way.
He gets up there and he's like, hey, I'm Scott Blasey. Like, no.
No fanfare.
Yeah.
If he was at the Fayette County Fair, they'd be going nuts because he shouted out the Fayette County Fair.
Well, that's what he said. He goes, I'm a Connellsville guy. So he just starts ripping off songs about... living in Pittsburgh and whatnot, acoustically.
Very talented dude. I mean, I've done events where Scott's been the entertainment, and like he listens to the show. I know he does.
Well, I liked
it. Not like super regularly, but I know
almost,
he listens.
A tear almost came to my eye listening.
Really?
Yeah, they were just moving songs about family life and growing up and rites of passage and things of that
nature.
We're
going to the festival tonight. I'm taking the boys.
What festival?
My parents' parish festival.
Those are a hoot, man.
They're great. Dude.
I love the church festival.
Bazaars and festivals are right. My
hear that wheel clicking, you and know my, you're in the right place.
Chuck-a-luck, the money wheel. Dude, there was a dealer back in the day. You could, you know, bet the money wheel, right? And you could bet up to like how many ever dollars. They'd bring in a cooler if me and my buddies were winning too much. His name, I don't know if he's alive. I'm going to shout his name out. His name was Keith Allen. And if we saw Keith Allen come in to spin the wheel, we're like, the cooler's here, brother. We're scrambling like cockroaches in the light.
You get those older, like, Eastern European grandmas. They're making their pierogies
and stuff.
You've
got your elephant ears. You've got every night a different dinner theme.
They're making,
like,
making that Hainoski thing that
Halushki.
Henry
Hainoski.
Henry Hainoski. They're just cooking, dish.
They are cooking up fullbacks like you wouldn't believe.
You guys know what I'm talking
yes,
about. Halushki. That's good.
Halushki. They got the Chinese auctions. Oh, my dad goes to me, goes, guess what? The carnies are back this year, so the Ferris wheel is back. Like that, the teacups, man. I mean, me, Lennox, and Ace are gonna be pigs in slop tonight.
That's a lifestyle, man. The carnies, they're just taking those rides from town to town, festival to festival.
So, like, they still have it. My parents,
where are they
parish,
sleeping?
Great question. Boxcars. Don't you imagine
are they
like
sleeping in the back of their trucks? Are they in a hotel?
They have like RVs or anything?
Probably RVs, yeah. So the one dude who stands at like the information desk and kind of is like the MC, because it's all in a big parking lot, right? He's still going in his early 80s. I said to my dad, how's Mr. Kerr doing? Is he still doing? He goes, absolutely. He'll say, just one little dollar gets you all these things. And I love it, man. I'm probably more excited than the kids to go tonight.
Definitely like gets like the gambling bug in kids at an early age.
Oh my God, dude. It's like the one acceptable way to have kids gambling. It's wild.
I'll tell you, the Catholics have no bones about that. They don't care.
No, absolutely not.
They'll get you right in the mix with that stuff, baby.
Yeah, well, then you see that in the light beer. My joke was like, because the nuns used to obviously take part.
The
and I
nuns.
Would say they'd take vows of poverty, chastity, obedience, and then I would say, but not sobriety. You'd see him walk, the old principal at my mom's grade school be walking around the can of Natty Light.
That's awesome.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Give a whole new audience a chance to hear Judge Donnie. It's a 5:30 on Hump Day special. We've got Pirates baseball that's caused us to change our schedule up a little bit. So a chance for the Honorable Judge Donnie to preside over a case that's been moved up on today's docket, brought to you by Myers Law Group. We love Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. At 2:45, time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610.
I'd like, I'd like to point out for the record that last week's Judge Donnie, which was Judge Jack, was an abomination rarely seen. The judge clearly on the take.
Calling out one of my underlings.
One of your clerks. Clerks would be it. Yeah. He was atrocious.
Already he's judge, correcting the judge.
Judge, I'm glad to have you back.
Interrupting the judge. Correcting the judge.
Judge, I apologize for overstepping my bounds. I just wanted to express my gratitude that you, the true judge of this segment, are back. Anyway.
Today's case, gentlemen, has Cam Hayward tarnished that legacy?
All right, we decide who argues what with the game of rock, paper, scissors.
Hold on.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh!
Chris?
The ball's in your court, Malzie.
I will argue that Cam Hayward has, in fact,
all right,
tarnished his legacy. Your Honor, Cam Hayward is one of the most beloved Steelers of this era. He's one of the guys that embodies what it means to be a Steeler. But part of that embodiment for most fans, if you ask them, was his no-nonsense nature, the fact that he always seemed like the adult in the room, the fact that his effort never waned, the fact that he was as blood and guts as they get. He would often be paid, even though he has not been a part of a big playoff winner or a Super Bowl winner, he would often be paid what I think is one of the highest compliments, especially by older Steelers fans. They would point out Cam Hayward and say things like, he could have played with the 70s Steelers. Now that's a guy who doesn't have any fear of anything. That's an old school football player. Cam Hayward is trying to advocate for himself here, which is a decidedly new school thing in the world of non-guaranteed deals and free agency, etc. In so doing, though, he has been very clumsy with his effort, and it has called into question a lot of what he said. I do think he has tarnished his legacy. To wit, after, in the timeline of events, we know that he approached the Steelers and said he wanted more money, wanted maybe not a new deal, but some sort of sweetener. He then went out publicly and said that you either want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't, in the case of Aaron Rodgers. Now those words are understandably being thrown back in his face, because if he really is serious about sitting out games, the question could be asked of Cam Hayward. Do you either want to be a Steeler or do you not want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler? These are all valid gripes for fans. The guy that was the ultimate adult, kind of like the team dad, is trying to get his, even though the Steelers sat down with him and gave him his, and he agreed to it. And now he basically doesn't like the terms of the deal, and he wants to try to negotiate a new one. He ain't Darth Vader. This isn't the Empire Strikes Back. You don't just change the terms of the deal because you don't like it. Cam Hayward, the ultimate team first guy, appears to be more me first here, and I think the scar, the damage done in this, is going to last beyond whatever resolution we have.
Andrew?
Well, I completely disagree with that last point, Your Honor. I mean, we had several loyal listeners, people that might make up the audience here in this courtroom, who said things of T.J. Watt like, what is the Steelers' record in playoff games with him? They've never won anything with him. You can't go along with the Browns setting a precedent with Myles Garrett and use that as a place to negotiate from. You need to pretend like that never even happened. Shame on the Steelers if they give that money to a 30-year-old. They did, and then everybody changed their tune and was happy to have TJ back and welcomed him into the embrace of their warm bosom with the Steelers and will be cheering for him and rooting for him, and no one will be saying he's overpaid or any of those things when he takes the field against the Jets in week one. My other exhibit B here on why I do not think Cam Hayward has tarnished his legacy is actually an anecdote that involves you, Judge Donnie. And that would be when Judge Donnie and his friends took a trip out to Las Vegas. And while they were there, they ran into none other than Antonio Brown, a man who had his Steelers career end in much messier fashion, where he legitimately quit on the team, didn't play in a game where the Steelers could still qualify for the playoffs, said horrendous things about Ben Roethlisberger, a much beloved player out the door, said horrific things about the owner, and people act like the Rooney family walks on water here. And Donnie saw this man years later at a game, and there were thousands of people there who were ready to greet him in black and gold and acted like he was actually the Messiah. So if Antonio Brown can turn things into water under the bridge, then I think the fans will do the same thing for Cam Hayward. Your Honor.
Chris, final argument.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'd like to point out first, I'll go in reverse order here, that Counselor Filippone is referencing an Antonio Brown appearance in Vegas that I believe had a political connection to it, so who knows whether or not anybody actually was there to see Antonio
Brown. Your Honor,
Brown
it did not. Can you clarify that for the courtroom, please? Reason.
Well, they were in Vegas then. I'll strike it from the record. They were in Vegas. Everyone's having a good time at all times in Vegas. Also, Antonio Brown had set a baseline level of behavior that I think was so bad that Steelers fans kind of just said, okay, this is the last straw. I actually think it hurts Cam Hayward more that he's been such a model Steeler up until this point, and now there's this abrupt shift. It actually hurts more given what you knew about the player going in. Also, I think it's immaterial, Your Honor, to compare this negotiation to that of TJ Watts. Watt was at a point in his contractual term where typically these deals get renegotiated, and while I think Cam Hayward is obviously coming off a great season, Watt is 6.5 years younger than Hayward. That changes the paradigm. He absolutely has permanently tarnished his reputation with fans.
Andrew.
Counselor Mueller in other court proceedings has made it known that he believes that something
objection
will happen.
Relevance to other court
something,
proceedings.
You brought up something that was factually incorrect. He believes that something will get done with Hayward between the Steelers and Hayward. So when that happens, just to be clear, Counselor Mueller sounds like he is arguing Hayward will still hear Bronx cheers. He will still be booed. People will still burn his jerseys. They will act like he is no longer one of their favorite players. When he makes a big play in a game, they'll act like, well, okay, that's still not enough. He needs to do more because he's such a selfish guy. I think that is illogical. I do not believe that that will happen. I think something will get done, and when it gets done, this will be a small chapter in the overall incredible book that is Cam Hayward's career with the Steelers. We have guys that have done heinous things allegedly off the field, allegedly, like maybe the quarterback, and he is one of the most popular podcasts in the history.
Damn it.
Can I have more time, please?
An extension, Your Honor.
No more time.
Are we just throwing out rules here in the judges' chambers? What are we doing?
You badmouthed him at the start of this, Chris.
No, it was a roundabout way of praising him while questioning his taste in clerks.
Boys, in the case of Cam Hayward, I don't think yet he has tarnished that legacy.
Yes!
But we revisit this in a couple weeks, fellas.
It's
and
still
the old
a win.
Judge might be singing a different tune.
It's still a win.
I mean, the power. I rhetorically speaking, I mop the floor with you. I mean, the judge is applying, as he really just admitted there, a time-sensitive standard
and
to this
guess
particular
what?
Case.
You won rock, paper, scissors, and if that was such an easy argument to say he has not tarnished his legacy, you could have picked it, and you could have mopped the floor with me even more.
No,
but
like
you didn't.
I like to take on challenges in the judges' chambers here. I'm not a lowest common denominator kind of guy.
And what
Mark Crowley in the YouTube comments, the fix is in 2 weeks in a row. Frank, Chris smoked Pony. Maybe Mugwamp knew that the fix was in. He said, you already know Donnie is going to side with Pony here 4 minutes ago. Unbelievable. And then Peter said if Cam had cracker of the day posts, he'd be back in good graces.
Thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.